One of the things that I get asked about all the time is pricing. People ask me, how much should I be charging? Or they let me know that they feel really uncomfortable asking for money. In fact, a lot of people simply don't charge enough to make ends meet, or they try to go too high without having created enough value to justify higher prices, and then they really struggle with selling. On today's episode of High Value Questions, we'll dive deep into the mindset of pricing. Welcome to the High Value Skills Podcast. I am your host, Simon Parsons, and this is the show dedicated to helping millennials move away from a career that you hate and build an online business that you love, one that gives you the freedom and the income that you deserve. Now, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Let's dive in. What is up, all you badass digital entrepreneurs? I am so excited to be jamming out here with you today. I'm so grateful for you too. Thank you so much for being willing to tune into this podcast, for being willing to invest in yourself. I can't thank you enough. You are the reason why I do this, and you absolutely light me up. And I'm so excited to hear your success story. I love it. Please send me your success stories, your wins, your movements forward, even if you feel like it's small. Make sure you reach out to me on social media or via email and let me know how your business is going. Let me know if you are implementing some of the stuff that we talk about on this podcast. I really want to hear about it. There's nothing that gets me more excited than to see you get momentum in moving towards your dreams, not just building your business, but building your lifestyle, architecting that beautiful future that you have in store. So on today's episode of High Value Questions, I always love answering questions that I get from my audience. Today, we're going to talk about pricing because this is something that so many people ask me about, and this can be a struggle for a lot of people. First, a lot of people don't know what to charge. The second thing is sometimes they don't charge enough to make ends meet. The third thing is sometimes they go big and they want to charge their worth, or they get told from the gurus, you've got to charge your worth, but they haven't established their brand or established enough value to justify those prices, and then they get stuck and they're not making money as well. So what we're going to really dive into is more of the mindset around pricing, because here's the thing is on this podcast, I serve so many different people. I can't come in here and tell you what to charge for your offers, but I can give you some ideas on how to look at pricing in a little bit of a different way so that you are making the money that you want to make in your business. I'm going to give you 8 different mindset shifts that I love talking about in my coaching with some of my top clients, as well as what I do in my own business. And I hope that this will give you some really good new ideas on how to grow your business and how to make sure you are not only making enough money in your business, but that you are absolutely thriving. All right, my friends, let's dive in. So the first mindset shift that I want you to have around pricing is that it should feel uncomfortable. So if you're not charging enough money, then you're probably not getting out of your comfort zone. So I want you to start leaning into that and know that that's part of it. Be a little bit uncomfortable with the pricing that you ask for. And here's the reason why is because oftentimes we're perceiving things in a different way than the person on the other side. And most often we're going the wrong way when it comes to pricing and not charging enough. So I want you to know that it's part of the process to feel a little bit uncomfortable. Get out of that comfort zone and start asking for more when it comes to your pricing. Here's a funny story is back in 2020, I was crushing millions of dollars of deals in sales. But COVID rocked my business. It absolutely destroyed my book of business and sales. And so that's why I started mindset coaching. And my very, very first client, he was 27 years old. He was laid off because of COVID. And we got onto a call and he was really interested in doing some coaching with me around mindset and personal development and sales. And I felt guilty asking him for money. And I assumed that he didn't have any. So I told him, I was like, oh, it's okay. I'll coach you for free, because mindset's something that I love talking about. I could talk about this stuff all day long. But then I caught myself. I was like, no, I really need to be charging for this. If I ever want to build a business around coaching, I need to start leaning into this. And so, you know, he was like, hey, I actually, you know, money's not a problem. I actually have a ton of money. And one of my issues is that I don't spend enough money on myself. I don't invest enough on myself and I want to pay you. And the funny thing is I charged him $100 and I was so excited for that. but it did feel awkward for me. And $100 in coaching, especially for what I have to offer, is not a lot of money. But I just, it's such a great example, because it's like we perceive things in a different way than other people perceive us. And we've got to be a little bit unbiased when it comes to that. We've got to kind of step out of it, especially if you have self-worth issues. A lot of people have this lack of self-worth, or maybe some type of an undertone of that, that makes us devalue ourselves. So I want you to be completely objective about pricing and know that it is absolutely okay to feel uncomfortable when it comes to your pricing. Mindset shift number two when it comes to pricing is that pricing is completely arbitrary, especially when you're talking about things that are like digital products or coaching services or courses. Really, what it comes down to is your ability to market and to sell, to be able to help the client clearly understand the transformation that they are going to get by working with you. So this is interesting, because I was part of a very large coaching program where they brought people in and taught them from scratch how to be coaches and start making money doing this stuff. I actually left this program because I felt like there were some really unethical things going on, but I wanted to illustrate the point. What I'm talking about is these guys were so good at sales, almost too good, that they would be selling like $7,000 to $9,000 coaching packages to people who are frankly not qualified to be in the position to start a business. So what I mean by that is they would sell these kids that are like 19 years old that have absolutely no life experience. And I'm not knocking on these kids. I give them all the credit for having the balls to do this, but they weren't very well qualified as far as being able to actually boot up a business. Yet they were being sold these $7,000 to $9,000 packages, and they were so good at portraying the dream of you are going to be a multi-million dollar mindset influencer in the next year. You can do it. And then they would take their money, and then these people would be like a deer in the headlights with very little understanding of the framework of how to actually build a business. And like I said, no disrespect to the people who are doing this. I give them my highest kudos for being willing to lean in. But these people were putting money on their credit card. They were being taken and sold this dream. So that's what I really started to understand, is that there's a lot of power in marketing and messaging, almost too much power. And one thing I want you to understand is I am a 1,000% of an advocate for coming through for your clients and not doing any type of shady business or misrepresenting results and success. And you've heard me on this podcast be highly critical of marketers that are promising these crazy results. The fact is building a business takes time, right? You've got to acquire skills, and you will not be the match for a $100,000 or $1 million business right off the bat. I'm very clear about that, but it was interesting seeing people being able to sell the dream. And that's where I really started to understand that money isn't the issue. It's about providing clarity around the transformation that you are able to deliver. So once you start to understand that, you can start to raise your rates higher and be free to charge what you want, but just make sure that it is done in an ethical way. Okay, that leads to mindset shift number three, is don't focus on the offer. Or what I mean by that is what it is that you're going to sell, because it becomes an apples to an apples game. If you focus, again, when we're talking about the transformation, what it is that your clients want instead of the offer, then you move away from it being a comparison. Apples to apples. When people focus too much on the products or the offer, what they tend to do is they comparison shop. Like, think about going onto eBay versus Amazon, who has the lowest price. They're focused on the product or the offer instead of the transformation. And then it becomes a comparison game. And that is such a great way to block yourself from being able to create more business. Mindset shift number four is around charging your worth. I want to change that up a little. I want to say that you need to earn your worth. Here's why I say this, is a lot of times I'd see these same gurus that, you know, would take people's $7,000 to $9,000 and then tell them to start a coaching business and say, hey, charge your worth. Skip over like low ticket offers and start charging $6,000 to $8,000 for other people. It was almost like a Ponzi scheme. But here's the thing, is a lot of people would massively fail because they get bought into this thing of like, oh, I got to charge my worth. That's true, but you've also got to earn your worth. You've got to earn your business. You've got to earn trust and loyalty with your clients before you charge. Yes, you do need to charge your worth, but right off the bat, nobody knows who the fuck you are, right? So if you slide into the DMs like the gurus tell you to do and just like try to get them on a call and like rub salt in their pain points and then pitch them on a $6,000 coaching package, you're gonna have a lot of trouble with that. Now, here's what you can do is use your content. Nurture your clients, be consistent with interacting with them. Once they get to know who you are and know the value that you have to offer, and again, the transformation that you are able to deliver, people will be very willing to pay you what it is that you're worth. There's no doubt that you are worth everything that you want in life, but here's the thing is when somebody first meets you, they don't know who you are. You need to build that know, like, and trust factor. And at that point, you can charge your worth. There's other ways that you can help, that you can be making money, though, even while that process is going on, even while they are starting to get to know who you are. Mindset shift number five when it comes to pricing is determine what it is that you want to make first and hold yourself accountable to that. So what I mean by that is, let's say if you have a goal to make six figures or, you know, $250,000 in your business, $500,000, $1 million, whatever that is, figure out the number first that you want to make and then reverse engineer it, okay? So here's the thing is making a six-figure business is not that difficult, right? And you can do it in so many different ways, especially if you use what's called the value ladder, which I'll explain in just a second. But think about this. So if you have a course for that you sell for $1,000, this is what I sold my Leveraging LinkedIn course was $1,000. You only need 50 people to enroll in that over the course of a year to make $100,000, or excuse me, to make $50,000. So that's half of your six figures right there. 50 done. If you rolled that out each quarter, that's only 12 and a half people that need to sign up every quarter for a $1,000 course to make half of your six figures. Now, if you had six clients at $1,000 per month ongoing, okay, that's your other half. Like you could literally do it, what you could make six figures with eight one-on-one clients at $1,000 per month, as long as you always had eight clients. So what I'm saying is there's a lot of ways to slice and dice it. So start with the end in mind, start with the amount that you want to make and hold yourself to that. Do not settle for anything less and reverse engineer multiple pathways to make that happen. And that leads to mindset shift number six is, and this is what's called a value ladder. I can't wait to drop an episode that is exclusively about the value ladder, but here's what the value ladder is. It's meeting your customers where they are at, not where you are at. So the gurus who are all like, yeah, charge what you're worth, charge $6,000, and the client isn't ready. Like you're trying to meet that, you're trying to get them to meet you where you are at instead of meeting them where they are at. So here's what a value ladder is. It's having a low ticket offer, meaning $0 to $299, a mid ticket offer, $300 to $3,000, and a high ticket offer that's $3,000 and above. Basically, it's having multiple offers at multiple price points to meet your customers where they are at in their customer journey. So we've been talking a lot about the mindset around sales, and I'm excited to dive deeper into this stuff. But basically, your customers, some of them aren't even aware of their problems. Some of them might be aware of a problem, but they're not aware of a solution yet. So this is part of the building the know, like, and trust factor. But here's the cool thing is a lot of people might not be ready to buy your $6,000 high ticket coaching package right there. And they decline you. They give you an objection. They walk away and you never see them again. But here's the thing is when you have low and mid ticket offers, you might have something of value to offer them depending on where they are at in their journey. And this is also why, you know, you've heard me talk about lead magnets when it comes to building your email list. Sometimes they're not even ready to spend anything. They still have to get to know you, but there's ways to bring them into your ecosystem. And some of my best clients literally have paid for every, they've paid for low ticket, they paid for mid ticket, multiple times, and then they move on to high ticket because you learn to deliver. It's kind of like giving them a nibble, a sample offering. And if they buy something from you at a lower price point, some of the gurus will say, oh, you shouldn't mess around with lower ticket items because they don't make any money. Wrong. You're actually getting paid to have a lead if you look at it like that. So it's interesting because I was doing my numbers the other day at some of the stuff that I sell for like $9 to $97. In the past year, I've made over $10,000 off of these low ticket items, and that allows me to reinvest that money into my business. But not only that, these are leads coming in. These are people that will buy from you in the future, but you're giving them a sample, a taste of what you have to offer. So again, number six is making sure that you have multiple offers at multiple price points to meet your customers where they are at. This is called a value ladder, and I will describe this more on a future episode. Mindset shift number seven when it comes to pricing is what I call the wedge. And the best way to describe this is a really good way for you to get off the time-traded model, meaning trading your time for money. So most of us, when we're first starting out in business, it's very, very attractive and valuable to have one-on-one clients that pay you high ticket prices, okay? That's gonna be the bulk of your income. But as you start to grow, you're gonna get more demand for your time. So what you can do is create a wedge where your high ticket prices, your one-on-one time starts to go higher, and then people who cannot afford that or even past clients, you can drop them down into some type of group coaching or way to serve them multiple people instead of just one-on-one. So earlier in this episode, I talked about my very first client. I was so excited to make $100 per hour actually teaching someone about a topic that I love, and I felt guilty for it, right? But I took my advice that I gave you in number one, and every client after that, I raised my rates. So it became $150 per hour after that, then $200, then $250, and then eventually it became $500 per hour that I was making. And then I got off of the time traded model. But here's what the wedge is you only have so much time available for clients, right? So whether that's 8 slots or 10 slots, I would recommend, you know, keeping it pretty tight. And what happens is you create a wedge because anybody who wants to have your time, they're gonna have to pay for that, right? So the rates will start going up due to demand, but you also need to have an option to serve them on a lower level. And that's where the value ladder can come into play. But for most people that are listening to this podcast are probably in the coaching or course creation or the consulting world. So what this really looks like is as demand grows, your one-on-one time increases, but you also have another option to serve your clients. And this could also be outsourcing. Like if you had somebody who worked underneath you, if you had some consultants or coaches that were part of your business that were able to service some of these clients at a lower rate, but this is a really good opportunity for you to learn how to scale your business. I need to drive this home because I think this is where so many people get stuck is they fill up their time and then they don't have time to grow because they haven't come up with a strategy of how to raise their one-on-one time higher and drop other people into a different situation where they can either help them in a group setting or have other people come in and help do that work for you. Okay, the last one is that stop discounting your stuff, right? So there's gonna be these situations where you have a deal that's on the fence and you're gonna have this feeling of like, well, what if I give them a discount? What if I take, you know, 50% off or 20% off to make this deal go through? So here's the thing that I want you to train your mind to think is don't discount your price. Find a way to add more value. This is really cool because when you start having evergreen offers, meaning stuff that, you know, like a course that is automated that you don't have to be there for, you can always add that into the package that you're offering someone. So say you're in a situation and you're about to sell a high ticket coaching package and the person, they're just on the fence. They're not sure if they want to do that. And your inclination is, well, what if I give you a 20% discount? Or if I give you some extra sessions? Okay, we're trying to get off the time traded model. So this is why it's good to have that value ladder built. You can give them stuff of value without you having to be there. But like I said, the point of number eight is don't lower your prices or give discounts. Instead, raise the amount of value. And maybe that is adding some extra sessions in, but like we're trying to build this around the money that you need to make. So don't discount yourself. Add more value to make the deal happen. And I'm just going to share, we'll dive into a negotiation on a different episode, but one of my favorite things to ask if a deal is not going through is to ask them, what do we need to do to make this happen? You put the ball in their court and they tell you what they need to make. There's obviously interest, right? And there's some resistance in making that deal go through. So take yourself out of the equation and tell them, put it on them. Say, hey, so, you know, it sounds like there's some interest in this and we're not quite there yet. What do we need to do to make this happen? And they will literally tell you, this does not mean you need to take it, but what it does is it gets this conversation going and it makes it more open-ended. So again, we're going to go so deep. I love it because this podcast, we can go into so many different tangents. So I will cover the value ladder in a deeper detail on a different lesson. And we'll also go into negotiation as well. But let's wrap this up. So again, this is the high value question segment of this podcast, and I would love to hear from you. You can go into the show notes and you can leave me a voice message with your question, or you can just write me a text or an email and let me know what you have that's on your mind. I want to know what you are stuck with or what topics that you want to hear about so I can cover them on this segment of the High Value Skills Podcast. Thank you so much. I will catch you on the next episode.